Lynn Scoville-Rewitt speaking.
Hi, this is Tammy Roloff.
Hello.
Okay, now say your name for me.
Hello.
So I know how to pronounce it.
Avila. Lynn
Scoville-Rewitt.
Avila.
Avila.
Yes.
Okay, and Jose is the first name, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And it says here that you're 30?
Yes, ma'am. I am 30.
So you joined the Marine Corps late?
Yeah, I was like 28 at the time that I joined the Marine Corps.
So what did you do before you joined the Marine Corps then?
Well, I was in New York, like working construction before I joined the Marine Corps. I was in New York like for 2 years before I joined the Marine Corps, when I moved from Honduras. And I was over there like for 2 years, and then I just joined the Marine Corps.
Okay, so you moved from Honduras to New York when you were, what, 26
yes.
about? So that would be about...
I was like, 26, 27. I don't really remember.
Do you remember what year that was?
20, around that age.
Do you remember what year?
I think it was 2009.
2009, okay. And then about 2 years later, when you were 28, you joined the Marines, and now you're 30, and so you've been in for about 2 years.
Yes.
Okay, great. So you came with your family from Honduras to New York then?
No, actually, my family was already in New York. My mother and brothers, they were already over there.
So you were, oh, wait, it says that you were going to school still down in Honduras,
yeah,
right?
I was going to college. Once I finished college, then I moved to New York.
And what did you study in college?
It was business administration.
And so I have to ask, since you went to college, why did you enlist instead of trying to join the officers?
Because I was not a U.S. citizen at that time.
I'm sorry, you were, oh, not a U.S. citizen? Oh, I didn't know that. So only U.S. citizens can be officers? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that. All right, so let's, I want to get back to you becoming a citizen, but first I'm going to go through some of your job descriptions and things like that. So it says here that you're a refrigeration technician?
Yes, ma'am.
What does that mean? Tell me about your job.
Well, it's pretty much like, I don't know if you know that the reefers, the big reefers where you, you can transport food or something that needs to be frozen. Well, that's my job, to fix those reefers.
Okay. So by reefers, you're talking like refrigerators?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Refrigerators and or freezers then? So
yeah, it's pretty much the same. I don't know if you've seen those big containers where you can store, like, packs of food and, like, something really big that needs to be frozen.
Well, how big
so
are they?
That's my job.
How big are they?
The women?
I said, how big are they?
They're, like, some of them are really big, like, 20 foot long. There are all the ones that are like 10 foot long.
10 to 20 feet long. And then what, like 6 or 8 feet wide?
Yeah. Something like that.
Wow. So those are big. And
yeah.
Are they like what you would see on the back of a semi-truck? Like a refrigerated semi-truck? Or?
There you go. Just like that, man. Yeah, just like that.
Okay. And so if they break down or malfunction, then you go in and fix them because, heaven forbid, we don't want your food to spoil.
Yeah, that's the problem. Like, there is a lot of, like, money invested in that food. So when one of those reefers goes down, they call me and I go right away, try to save that food, and so they don't throw it away, because you know it's really like they really need the food, just
yeah.
to say it like that, and there's something they really need, especially in the weather over here. In the summertime is really hot.
Yeah, it's probably pretty cold right now though, is it? Because I mean,
yeah, it's kind of warming up a little bit. Excuse me, it's kind of warming up a little bit. So the summertime is coming, so I'm going to be really busy.
Mm-hmm. And you got there in October, so you're almost halfway then.
Yes, next. Almost halfway.
Are you coming home for a couple of weeks?
I already did.
Oh, you already did? When did you go home?
It was in January. I went to Staten Island to see my family, have a good time, try to relax over there. I really enjoyed to be with my family.
And where was it that you went?
Staten Island, New York.
Oh, Staten Island. Okay. I didn't understand what you said.
Yeah.
Okay. To be with your family. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so now did you have the same job when you were back in 29 Palms as the refrigeration technician?
Yeah, I'm actually, my unit, my duty station is from
Yuma. Right. Mm-hmm.
But I moved to 29 Palms to be with the RCT-7, and they, I got that opportunity to come over here with them. And, yeah, pretty much like that's what you do when you're back in the rear. Train with that gear. It doesn't break so often, but this is where you really come to fix those reefers that are broken. Like, you don't really fix them at all and back in the States.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, when you come over here, because of the conditions over here and everything, they break a lot. So that's when I really learned how to fix them.
So what kind of challenges do you have there in Afghanistan then to fix the equipment?
Well, it was like pretty much try to learn more. So if, let's say, I haven't think about it, but let's say if I want to get out of the Marine Corps, I can get a good job in the civilian world, to say it like that. Because that's what I hear, that if you learn a lot, you can go to a company and try to get a job, so they can be like doing the same thing, but you know, being a civilian. I haven't think about it, about getting out or staying in the Marine Corps, but that's what I'm doing right now. Try to learn as much as possible. That's my challenge.
So what do you like about your job?
Like I told you, it's like I like to know that if I decide to get out of the Marine Corps, I already know something that I can go outside to the civilian world and try to get a job. That's what I like about my job.
I think it says here that you've had some interaction with coalition forces.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, there is a lot of foreign militaries over here, like militaries from another country. So it's a good experience to interact with them, like to get to know them.
and
try to maybe learn their language, things like that.
Do you, like, repair things together, or what kind of interactions do you have with them?
Well, sometimes if they have, like, their reefer goes down, they can take it to us, and I get to fix it. And sometimes I have time to have a conversation with them, like, trying to learn. Some day they speak another language, and I try, like, hey, how do you say lighter or something like that. It's a really good experience to talk with them and try to learn another language. Even though I already know Spanish and English, so it's good to know, like, some other words.
Okay. Well, good for you. All right, so talk to me about becoming a U.S. citizen. Did you join the Marine Corps with the thought of becoming a citizen? Because I know the military has some
programs. Not really, but when the time came, when I went to the fleet, I was told that I had the chance to get it, and one of my sergeants helped me out to do all the paperwork. And then, well, all that paperwork went through. 3 months later, Immigration Services called me that I had to go to a meeting with them, like an interview and a test. And next week, they told me, oh, you got to go to the Capitol in Phoenix, Arizona. And well, everybody was like, it was a really good, like, meeting, a really good, like, ceremony. A lot of BAP over there. It was really exciting to do all that, especially wear my uniform. They told me that it was a good idea to wear my uniform and all that. It was really good. A lot of people were shaking my hand, telling me, hey, you're doing good things for this country. I was like, man, I felt really good with that. Because at the beginning, I was a U.S. Marine, and then I became a U.S. citizen, so I was like, That was really exciting to be with all that people over there.
Okay, so immigration called you and said that you had to do an interview and a test, and then what came after that?
Yeah, it was like first you got to do all the paperwork, like check all your background and all that, send all that paperwork to them. Then they check your background. It takes time, and it took like 3 months. 3 months later, they called me that I had to go to an interview with one of the, I don't remember the name, but one of those guys that works over there. And he did an interview and a test, and he told me, well, he told me you passed. And then he told me, I think it was the next day that I had to go to a ceremony in the Capitol in Phoenix, Arizona.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was fast. The next day?
Yeah. Because they had a ceremony. It was something special that was going on at the Capitol, and they wanted to do all this because I don't remember their name. What I remember is that there was, like, very important people that was going to be over there. So they were trying to do it fast. They needed, like, more people, like, more military guys, especially Marines, because there was one... They had one Marine. They needed another one, like, to make it look good with two Marines in the background. So they told me, hey, man, you have the opportunity. You can go tomorrow. And then they was like, yeah, no problem. And, well, I was over there. It was a really good...
So your family probably wasn't able to be there then.
No. It's like, you know, from New York to Yuma, it's really far away.
Did you get any pictures taken?
No, I don't have any pictures that I remember. Yeah, because one of the guys that went with me over there, he forgot because he couldn't go to the place that I was, I don't know, something happened. He couldn't take the pictures. I don't remember.
And do you remember
I think there was like a combat camera from the Army or the Air Force that was over there. He took pictures. But he told me I was going to get pictures, and he never gave me those pictures. I don't know. It should be in the internet. I don't know. Maybe.
Do you remember the date of the swearing-in?
That was January 2011, but I don't remember the date.
Okay, January 2011, okay.
Exactly. Yes.
Well, that's pretty exciting. Well, good for you. Congratulations. And
thank
so you,
ma'am.
Said that lots of people there were coming up and congratulating you and patting you on the back. And
yeah, a lot of like politicians over there shaking my hand, telling me that I was doing a good job and all that, serving my country. And I felt really proud about all that. Mm-hmm. It was a really good experience.
Okay, and so do you think you'll make the Marine Corps career, or do you plan on just doing 4 years and getting out, or?
To be honest, I'm still thinking about it. Still thinking about it because, somebody told me that option that because I got a bachelor's degree and because I'm a U.S. citizen now, I can try to get more even better opportunities in the Marine Corps. So I don't know yet. I'm still thinking about it.
What's your most memorable moment during the deployment? Do you have one?
Well, Thanksgiving Day. We did a barbecue, and all of us were together, with my fellow Marines in the place where I work. We were together, and we had this barbecue, and that was really good time. Like, we had the Thanksgiving dinner, we're sharing each other, making jokes, trying to feel like we were back home, you know. We really enjoyed that day. I'll never forget that day.
Okay, so what do you do in your free time?
On my free time?
Mm-hmm. When you're not working.
Yeah, well, try to relax using the computer, trying to be on Facebook, talking with my family, how they're doing back home. And, yeah, trying to keep, trying to know how they're doing. Trying to tell them, hey, I'm good, I'm okay, everything is good. Well, they sometimes they are like, hey, asking me if I'm good, and I know they are like worried about it and all that. But I try to make them feel better about it. But, it's normal being away in a dangerous zone, just to say like that. But they're good. They feel proud that I'm here doing good things.
Okay, great. Anything that you want to say or add that I haven't talked to you or asked you about?
I was just to say I'm having a good experience, and I know that I'm doing good things for my country. And I was back in the States there. I was like, you're going on deployment. And then finally, it came. This opportunity came to me, and I was like, right, I'm going to take it, and then I'm here, and now I know that I can go back, and somebody asks me, oh, why are you done for your country? I can be like, yeah, I was in Afghanistan. I was fighting for something that I believe, you know, doing good things.
Well, I think that the U.S. is lucky to have you. Congratulations.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. All right. Well, I think that's all I have.
All right, man.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you. Have a nice day, man. Bye-bye.